Day 5. The Lord will keep His promises to you. Scripture, Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23, and 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. The pressures we face in this world sometimes test the depth of our faith and trust in God. Knowing this to be the case, the writer of the book of Hebrews encourages us to hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23. I'm sure the writer had seen the hope of many people waver during the seasons of intense persecution during that period. Admittedly, it can be challenging to trust God and believe His promises when we feel pressed or threatened from every side. But that's precisely what the author of Hebrews tells us to do. Why should we trust the Lord's promises? Why shouldn't we give up hope? The writer of Hebrews answers those questions for us and tells us that God is faithful to deliver on every assurance He has made. It would be inconsistent with His holy character for Him to lie. In fact, it's impossible for Him to lie. He is perfect truth. He is perfect light. In Him there is no deception or dishonesty. He is worthy of our respect because He always follows through on what He says He will do. When we choose not to believe that the Lord will keep His promises to us, we find ourselves without a viable alternative. Most people, if they doubt the validity of God's promises, turn to some form of humanism. They trade the promises of God for the philosophies of man. And when they do that, their faith becomes tethered to fickle foundations that will eventually shift and crumble. There may be people from your childhood who failed to keep the promises they made to you. There may be people in your family, at your work, or even in your church who have let you down as well. But God is faithful and will keep every promise He has made to you. If you tell yourself that God keeps His promises, your outlook will change. If you trust that the Lord will keep His assurances, you'll experience greater rest. If you believe that the Lord always keeps His word, you will be more likely to speak His love to yourself and others. And living out God's love is what He's called us to do. Today, I will remember that the Lord will never fail to keep His promises to me.